Thank you. This is Willie Terry, your WOOC Roman Labor Correspondent. That song you just heard was called The Water Song, and it was done by some Native American singers. Now, tomorrow is the day people celebrate the American holiday Thanksgiving. I had an interview with a Native American storyteller. Her name was Kay Olin. She gave a presentation on the culture of the Mohawk Nation at the East Greenbush Community Library. Now, this presentation was sponsored by the Greenbush Historical Society. Now, in this segment that I'm going to do today, I had a brief interview with Kay Olin about her presentation. I just want to talk just a little bit about Thanksgiving that will be celebrated tomorrow. Now, Thanksgiving to Native Americans and to many people in this country is very controversial. And it is also a day of reflection for some people. Now, the controversy being is what was done to the Native Americans in this country. And the reflection is being that people will celebrate that day with their family and look to do something good for people in need. And now I want to get to my interview.
Hi, I'm Mary Ellen Sullivan, and I'm president of the Greenbush Historical Society. The Greenbush Historical Society was established in 1972. It's called the Greenbush Historical Society because it covers North Greenbush, East Greenbush, and DeFreesville, where we put on programs five times a year, and we have a fall outing that we go into some historical society. And we're always anxious to have more members, so please consider joining us. Our meetings are held at the East Greenbush Library, and you can find our a write-up of our programs in the Advertiser and in the Troy Record and Albany Times Union. In the Troy Record, it's under the community calendar. So we look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
And what's your website? You have a website?
Excuse me, what?
You have a website?
Greenbush Historical Society.
Let's go to Greenbush Historical Society. And
yes.
All right. And thank you now.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Yona de Ewas Yungats. My name is Yona de Ewas. My English name is Kay Olin. I'm a retired school teacher. I'm Kanyangahaga, or Mohawk, and I belong to the Wolf Clan of the Mohawk Nation. And right now I live not too far from Saratoga Springs. I'm in the area. After I retired from teaching elementary school, I moved to Ganajohalege, which is a Mohawk community that's located in between Fonda, New York, and Palatine Bridge, New York. And right now I don't live there and work there like I did before, but I still do volunteer work for them. And their purpose is to try to help people, Native and non-Native, understand who we are and that we're still here and that we still know about our traditions, our language, our history, because there's so much inaccurate information out there. So we're trying to provide some good, meaningful, accurate information. And so from time to time, I'm asked to travel to various places to tell a little bit about who we are, to, again, help undo the stereotypes that still exist about us.
There was a Native American just got elected to the Congress. What are your view on how do you feel about that?
I think I don't know a lot about that. But I'm glad that more and more of our people are in a position where they will be heard and where they have a chance to talk about what our concerns are and our hopes for the future. And I think it's important that people see that we, again, as I mentioned before, we're still here. And even though we might live in houses that look just like yours and drive a car that looks just like yours and have jobs similar to you and your friends and neighbors, that we still remember who we are, from where we have come, and that we still want our children to remember also who they are and be proud of it.
Yeah, I just had a question I was going to ask, but you talked about the nation, right? And you mentioned something about the founding fathers of this country, you know, talking to Native Americans and about the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution.
Oh, it's documented that before the United States was formed, that the founders, like Benjamin Franklin and George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they knew about our form of government. They knew about our constitution, which is called the Great Law, because we were neighbors, you know, and so we shared information and shared ideas. And they liked some of our ideas and some of our symbols so much that they borrowed some of our ideas when framing the U.S. Constitution, and they borrowed some of our symbols. And still do, and you can see evidence of that on U.S. currency and in other places as well.
Now, we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving a few days from now. What I want to ask you is, the nations that you talked about, when did they first come in contact with Europeans, and what was some of the details of those contacts?
Well, I'm not, as I mentioned earlier, I'm not an historian, so I talk more about the culture in general. What I can share with you is that, because you mentioned Thanksgiving, that in our teachings we don't have one day for Thanksgiving. We are supposed to give thanks every day for all of the gifts that we've been given, and to use those gifts wisely, not waste anything, because we're supposed to think about not only our own needs, but the needs of the generations to come, the seven generations to come. And so we're taught to give thanks every single day. And when the Europeans came and we had contact with them, there were times when there were conflicts and there were times when there was a great effort to maintain peace and harmony between our peoples. And we're still trying to do that. We're still trying to find ways to live side by side as neighbors, as friends, as mutual inhabitants of Mother Earth.
You talked about this Freedom School.
Yes.
Right. Now, could you just tell me just a little bit about that?
The Akwesasne Freedom School is one of many schools on my reservation. My reservation is called Akwesasne. It's also known as the St. Regis Mohawk Indian Reservation. And it's located where Ontario Province, Quebec Province, and New York State meet. Some of the schools on our reservation are run by the United States and some by Canada, but the Akwesasne Freedom School is different because it's run by the parents of the students that attend that school. And the students are taught all of the subjects that they need to know in this day and age, but in their language and within a cultural context. And they're also taught to be proud of who they are, and they're taught how to be caretakers here on Mother Earth rather than usurpers.
And they get this early in their life.
They start, the school runs from before kindergarten, pre-K, and it runs, I believe at this point, through 8th grade or 9th grade, but I'm not quite sure because it changes from time to time. Also, in our community, we have established some language nests, and those are places where a parent can bring their babies and toddlers, and they are immersed in the language all day with what we call dudas, or grandmothers, who are fluent in the language.
Did they get the Native American culture first, and then you said they go to the regular school?
Later on, at this point, yes, later on they go to the schools that are run by New York State and by Canada. We don't, at this point, go past, I think it's 8th or 9th grade in the school, but someday maybe we'll be able to.
Okay. And now, if someone wants to get information about, you know, the your presentation, or want to get you to come in and talk about your presentation, how could they do that?
They could email me at, and I'll have to spell this out, it's I-O-N as in Nancy, A-T as in Thomas, A-I-E-W-A-S as in strawberries, the number 14 at hotmail.com. They would have to email at me at that address.
And just one last question. What are some other museums around there if someone wants to go to?
In this area, there's the Iroquois Indian Museum located at the foot of House Caverns. There's the State Museum in Albany. There's not a museum, but a community called Ganachohalege, which is located between Palatine Bridge and Fonda, New York, on State Highway 5. It's 7 miles west of Fonda. And you would have to call, you can look up the contact information online for Mohawk Community, but you would have to call them to make sure that there was somebody available to speak to them at that time.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And
it was a very good presentation. A lot of good information.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.